Here is the next log that is important, the actual observation log. Most GPS operations require the receiver operators to keep a careful log of each observation, usually written on a standard form. These field notes provide a written record of the measurements, the times, the equipment, and other data that explains what actually occurred during the observation itself. It's difficult to overestimate the importance of this information. It's usually incorporated into the final report of the survey. However, the most immediate use of the observation log is in evaluation of the day's work. An observation log may be organized in several ways. The log illustrated is one method. Of course, the name of the observer and the station is included. The date, expressed in both Julian, that's consecutive from the first of the year, and Gregorian calendars. That information can help in quickly cataloging the data. The approximate latitude, longitude, and height of the station are usually required. The date of the planned session will not necessarily coincide with the actual session observed. The observer's arrival at the point may have been late, or the receiver may have been allowed to collect data beyond the schedule of the end of the session. There are various methods used to name the observations. A widely used method is noted here. In this case, it is the point 14 and is designated 0014. The next three digits are the Julian day of the session. In this case, the day is 50 or 050. And finally, the session illustrated is the second of the day or two. Therefore, the full session name is 0014-0502.